I was married from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Fender 7 Tuesday Night Broadcast with your host, our Colonel, Ms. Kimberly Purvis. Welcome, everybody. Excuse me. If you're new just tuning in to us, be sure to check out our website by typing in all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Now for tonight's broadcast and all the broadcasts we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your thoughts and opinions or even just to say hello. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Also, be sure to check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're also on MeWe. Come check us out. Without further ado, allow me to present your host, our colonel, Kimberly Purvis.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Oh, Dr. Phil's
How's
on.
The... Huh? Oh, dear.
And so is our major athlete.
I wonder who that could be.
Born a squeaky Munson.
So how is everybody doing?
It's been a crazy day. I ever had to rest.
Do what?
Tired.
I had to rescue a dog. They had it bolted to a, what them, looks like a clothesline, you know, those real thin wires. And he pulled it out of the wall, and he got that thing tangled up in an antenna that was laying on the ground over at the other neighbor's, and tangled up in another wire that was over there, and tangled up in branches. That poor dog was a mess.
Somebody needs to turn their TV down.
Who's got the TV up?
That's mine. I've got the excuse me, the election shit on.
Oh.
Now, what did you say? No, go ahead. Whoever was talking, go ahead.
Free beer.
I was just saying turn down the TV.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're saying Ron DeSantis and Rubio, they've got it. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find the Illinois governor race is too close to call. New Hampshire Senate is too close. And Pennsylvania's Senate and governor is too close. But I'm trying to find a better update on what's come in so far. But I can't find anything. So I don't know if you guys have heard, Maricopa County is already cheating.
Yeah,
Milwaukee
Arizona
already.
Arizona and New Jersey are having.
Yeah, they're already cheating.
Milwaukee too.
Well, they're saying that that the machines are down and all this other crap. Well, no kidding, really. Who'd have thought? So, I'm trying to see if I can find. And I cannot believe that Stacey Abrams is running for governor of Georgia again.
Just reading here, a guy is facing jail time for threatening Tony Evers.
Do what?
This guy is facing jail time for threatening Tony Evers, the
Who's
Wisconsin
that?
Governor.
Oh.
He's a Wisconsin. Yeah. And he did it on email.
No way. Kansas went red for governor? Kelly lost. Our governor lost. Woohoo! I hope that's true. Laura Kelly sucks. She is ruined Kansas. And if anyone wants to argue that, they can go right ahead. The only good thing that she's done in Kansas has, because of all of the inflation with the gas, is she stopped the food tax. So, never mind. That's for the Senate. Damn. My bad, guys. Laura Kelly's still governor right now. So it's looking like Georgia's going to have Democrat, Senate, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire.
Fuck,
I don't think
shit.
You got all the votes in yet, though.
Huh?
I don't think they got all the votes in yet, though.
I know.
That's
well, they're
true.
Already calling. They're already calling some of these races because they're so far ahead. But they're already calling some of these. Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. See, this. I knew. We knew this was going to happen. They're having problems with the machines. And blah, blah, blah. We already knew that they were going to cheat. Oh, Fetterman is beating Oz. Dr.
Well,
Oz is getting...
I'm not surprised about Fetterman and Oz. Trump should never have backed Oz. He would have been better off going with Catherine Burnett or that other guy. Because people don't like Oz. It was very hard for me to vote for him.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's the thing.
Fetterman wants all ballots counted, whether they're legal or not.
Correct.
He wants all ballots, illegal, no time stamp, no voter verification, none of it.
Well, he's a piece
he
of
wants
shit.
It.
Look at who he's married to. That woman.
I don't know.
She's a bisexual Brazilian whose father she was thrown out of the country. Something. He worked with the CIA to help try and steal the election. She's not a good person. And he's mentally challenged thanks to that stroke. I mean, you should not, if you can't prove that you're fit to run, you should not be allowed to run.
No, yeah, well, they let friggin' Biden run, so.
Yeah.
We're not going to go there with that one.
You know, I'm sorry. I don't care what party you are. I mean, we had it here, too, in the last election. In the 2020 election, a Republican won his seat in Pennsylvania and then dropped over dead a couple of months later from a brain tumor that he had had for years. Like, what the fuck was he doing running? He knew he had it. So it's not just
Democrats.
Yes, sir.
This is so frustrating, you know. And Brazil, they're not saying anything. They want to wait and see what happens here in the United States, because you know Biden threatened Bolsonaro. You know that, right?
Stacey Abrams is beating Brian Kemp, but only by 2%.
Have to call these black men stupid? Who the fuck is voting for her?
Dead people.
You know?
So New Hampshire, wow. New Hampshire, oh no. They're saying that New Hampshire is going to be Republican, but I don't know. That's not even
good people.
3/10.
Running.
Huh?
I said I know New Hampshire was running some no names, you know, people who had never that weren't politicians, and that's what a lot of states were doing, was running people who were never politicians, hoping that would, you know, help, or military personnel. I think there's something like 300 military personnel running or something like that. I don't know, but it's 180
Greg
military.
Abbott losing Texas. Greg Abbott is losing Texas.
Debate him. Well, they're having machine problems, too. This is all by design. The Chinese are controlling everything. You know, they've got their hands in everything. They're helping them. I mean, you know, we all knew this was going to happen. That's the thing. We all knew. That's why they're telling everybody just to get out and vote. We need to slam it, overwhelm them, so that when they cheat, we have the evidence.
I don't know. It's not looking good for people that we needed to vote. I mean,
this,
you know, but they had it's like the last election, guys. You know, all these people that turned out, and the ill-equipped moron we have in the administration now, get 81 million votes supposedly.
No, he did not.
I get it, and you get it, but.
I mean, come on. Common sense, people. When you look at the rallies and who's coming, it's not just about Trump. It wasn't just about Trump. I mean, people were coming out with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Kerry Lake, come on, J.D. Vance. You know, there's no...
Yeah, but common sense is a luxury that nobody has anymore.
I have problems. Just the way. My mom drummed that shit into my head.
No, I get it, but a lot of people don't have any common sense. It's just something that, you know, it's gone.
But all the people that are out voting, I mean, they had more mail-in votes than ever before, and the percentage of them that were Republican was astronomical. They were shocked. Okay,
the Democrats already said they are planning on stealing the election by cheating. They already said it. They admitted they cheated.
They said, I know.
Yeah. So
what's our next move? What's our next move?
Pray that Christ returns. And soon, if the Democrats, if they keep control, the country's done. Country is done. We'll never survive another 2 years under Biden or under Democratic control. We won't. And all these morons who think fascism is cool need to pack their shit and go find a fascist country. Like Venezuela or China or North Korea.
According to them, we're the ones that are the fascists.
I know. That's because these more, you know. Hold on. Yeah, well.
I know and you know, and we could argue back and forth all we want. It's the choir preaching to the choir.
Yeah,
Arizona is just saying their polling locations reporting issues.
So yeah, but we already knew this. Maricopa County's got the biggest fraud going on. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's why I saw a video out of New Jersey. This black guy, Republican candidate, walked in to vote. His voter plate, nobody that's in charge is there. Nobody seems to know what they're doing. And there are flyers for the other candidates all over the place. And he's telling them, this is illegal. You can get in trouble. You need to stop doing this. And they're just jamming, whatever. It's like, seriously.
Indiana. I'm trying to find some of the I don't want any CNN's election because they like to cheat, you know.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. Well, I'm glad I don't live in Georgia because Georgia's about to become a shithole.
Every
state in the U.S. has voter fraud going on.
Oh, yeah.
First she insults the sheriff, and then she insults black men. Black men aren't voting
for her. Well, they're stupid. They voted for her. They deserve what they get.
Well, she was complaining because black men wouldn't vote for her. The only black men that voted for her are dead ones. Or one dude who were picky with. And their women made them.
Ah. Having a problem with the internet trying to find. Everything keeps just crashing.
Yeah. What else is new? Oh, I know.
Oh, by the way, before we get to, before we keep going any farther in elections, I just want to say go dogs. And that's all. They're 9-0. So
Florida is winning big time, Republican.
Oh, yeah.
And Guam went Republican. Guam hasn't had a Republican representative since 1990. That's what I'm saying. You know, where the Democrats are not in control, where the Democrats and establishment Republicans, corrupt Republicans, are not in control, that's where we're seeing honest elections. Herschel Walker, I'm actually not surprised he's not winning. Those two abortion issues, and then the fact that his son, who started out supporting him and then stabbing him in the back, that didn't help either.
Yeah, well, they said that Herschel Walker really wasn't up for the job, so that's why he's losing.
Well, I guess they wanted to try and put somebody that people, you know, black, white, poor, rich, everybody could get around against that piece of shit Warnock. I mean, they didn't really have too many choices, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, all we need is one more Republican to take the Senate. That's all we need is one more. Because it's 50-50.
Well, right now, I'm not worried about, right now, Pennsylvania, Fetterman, only 11% of mail-in votes are in. They're not looking at anything else, just mail-in. And those votes were probably made before the debate. There are a lot of Democrats who, once they saw that debate, were like, fuck that shit. Even if they weren't going to vote for Oz, they didn't want to vote for Fetterman either.
Well, they did, so.
I don't know. We're not seeing any of those votes. The only votes
right.
they're looking for the mail-in.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Right here in Illinois, if we don't get rid of this governor that we have, we are lost. Right now,
yeah.
I just seen a post where this fucking J.B. Prickster is estimated already won the election. The red wave is not happening because of cheating right now. I can already see it. The only way we're going to take back our country now it's a fight for our lives.
Oh, yeah.
They are cheating in every state across America against rhinos, the fake Republican Party, and Democratic Party. We are losing our country as of today.
Like I said, We're screwed.
Yep, we are
no
totally
matter,
screwed.
No matter how many
if
people,
allow,
no matter
if,
how
if
many Republicans,
allow it, if they allow it
no.
to go through, if they allow the cheating to happen,
they're going to say there's no cheating. But you got counties that are saying Republicans are not allowed to vote because they don't have enough poll workers. That's a crock of shit. Because who are you to say where you can vote? Okay. The other thing is, oh, supposedly all these machines are down. Oh, by the way, there was a massive fire somewhere, and nobody could go vote at the election
polling
place.
And there was a voting threat in New York, too. But, yes.
They're cheating all across the country. It doesn't matter. I mean, right now, America is screwed. I'll tell you that right now.
Honestly, Derek Schmidt is beating Laura Kelly. I am so freaking glad. Our governor sucks in Kansas, and we're about to go red. and we're going to have a red Senate. We already have a Senate and Congress that's red. But people are out in droves. Derek Schmidt's got 54% of the vote, and she's got 43%.
There is no way that the Democrats legitimately keep control of the House and Senate.
Well, okay, here's as of right now. I don't know. Not everybody is running. I'm trying to find the incumbent. Alabama kept their Republican governor. Alaska, I don't know if they voted or if today's election. Not everybody voted today. Not every governor. Not every state had elections, did they?
As far as I know, they did.
They said Carrie Lake, she was going to win Arizona.
Yes.
But they don't have any of the results in yet.
No. But she'll win Ashley Blake Masters.
Let's see. I'm trying to find the ones that's already in. Yeah, Pritzker's got 60% of the vote, and Bailey's got 37. Maine looks like it's going to go Republican for governor. LePage,
yep.
she's got 57%. Let me see.
Yeah, see the Democrats. You know, the one they were states that they didn't feel that they were going to lose. So they probably didn't focus on those, and those are the ones.
Massachusetts is keeping their Democrat. Governor Whitmer, she's beating whoever Dixon is. She's keeping Michigan.
I don't know.
Huh?
I said, I can't believe that Michigan is going to keep that bitch murderer.
Yep.
I
know.
I can't believe our governor that we have right now is winning. I tell you right now, people are fucking stupid, and with the voter fraud that is going on across America right now, can you really trust our voting system? Let's go to paper
ballot. No, I don't.
Let's go to.
See, I couldn't vote. I couldn't vote because I don't have a Kansas license. And I went to vote in the last election, and they're like, oh, that's okay. You can, you know, you move. You don't have to have it. They didn't count my ballot because it was Republican.
Well, yeah, no, you have to prove that you're
When I went in to vote this morning, I asked them if they wanted to see my driver's license. They said, no, you don't have to in state of Illinois. Oh, that's right, because we're a sanctuary state, so they'll let anybody fucking vote.
I showed my license.
Yeah, because my ballot was Republican, they didn't count mine. So
yeah.
So anyway, let me go through. New Hampshire they've already called it. They're keeping their Republican governor. Ohio.
There's only 4% of the vote in Illinois, so don't give up hope yet, okay?
True.
I'm not giving hope on anyone.
Yeah, it's only 4% of the vote in Illinois. I wouldn't give up hope just yet. I'm listening to Mark Levin, and he's going over. Herschel Walker's starting to catch up on Kemp also.
Mastriano's getting slaughtered in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and Pennsylvania only has 2% of the vote in, so it's
not
enough to... They're long way to go in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. They're not counting any of right now they're only looking at mail-in ballots, and most of those are from before the debate. That's why Fetterman appears to be winning.
And they say that Pennsylvania in particular, they may not even know for 2 or 3 weeks before who won because the way they...
Yeah.
And they make some new laws.
On the Powerball.
Well, they passed a new law just yesterday for today's vote.
No. What happened? This is what happened. We have for integrity thing about checking a ballot, and Philadelphia was given a grant of $5.7 million after the last thing in order to hire people to help, you know, for this election, and they didn't do it. So the judge, and they tried to overturn their having to do that. And the judge is like, no, you can't do that at the last minute. You need to do it, but they don't have enough people. So that's why it's going to take forever, because they tried to be sneaky and get out of having the mail-in ballot comparison. I read the whole damn thing about it. It's like fucking crazy.
Yesley Vega. Yesley Vega is winning the House in Virginia. Hung Cao, what a name. It's a 50-50.
Indiana just went red for the Senate.
That's what I'm trying to, for the Senate? Indiana.
Yeah.
Yep. They kept their senator. Rand Paul got, he kept Kentucky.
We kept Rand Paul.
That was not a surprise. Everybody knew Rand Paul was going to win. Everybody loved him.
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina, that's still too close for that one. They haven't done anything with that one. Ohio, yeah, that one's still too close. Oklahoma,
I'm at work right now, so I cannot see any of the results whatsoever. So I'm relying on information that what you guys are telling me. From what I understand, though, Pritzker right here in Illinois is going to be governor again. I don't know how true it is. That's just from what I've heard.
He wants to keep children there. Not to
make sure they can't find nothing on Wisconsin.
Let me go to, this is for the House. Let me see anything new. What the hell? Oh, this was totally different. I'm trying to keep up with, I got this really, I found a good website, and it's got, and it constantly updates as ballots come in. So you could see it changing, and but
if you got the Fox News app on your phone, you can see it there too.
But it's only a little ticker. It's a little ticker, and I can't keep up with it.
I'm talking about that guy who's at work and he can't see anything. If he can get the Fox News app on his phone, then he can watch the results as they're coming in. They're just, the numbers are going as they're coming in. But Illinois, like I said, Illinois only has 2% of the vote in, so that he shouldn't give up yet.
Well, that's good, because I tell you what, right now Illinois is worse off than California.
Well, there's 4% of the vote in Illinois. And so far he's got 59, almost 59%, and Bailey has almost 39, but only 4% is in. So
I hope if we don't get Bailey in, we are screwed. This governor is an absolute moron. He has screwed up our state worse. Well, Illinois has been screwed up for many years because of Madigan. Retired as the Speaker of the House here in the state of Illinois a few years back. He got arrested a couple of years ago for money laundering and a bunch of other shit.
Well, the Democrats gained one Democrat governor, but that's because they got Massachusetts, and I hate that state. I lived there for like 10 years. But they're already,
well,
they've already gained that.
In?
Huh?
How much of the vote is in Massachusetts? Is it absolute?
Not even 1% is in, but he's got, whoever this Healy is, has 63% of the vote, and Deal has 36.
At this point, you know what?
How can you?
I don't trust any of it.
Desjarlais. Why does that name sound familiar? Desjarlais for Tennessee is a Republican, but that must be for a different race. No one's from Tennessee. Oh, never mind. Lorna, you live there. What? So,
Tennessee.
Oh, I'm in Wisconsin.
Well, you lived there for a few months or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
That'll be Tennessee, I guarantee, will be a red state.
Yeah,
I just,
Pennsylvania.
Wisconsin, percentage is still zero.
Extend voting till 10 p.m. because they ran out of paper. Oh, fuck, you ran out of paper.
Oh, Tennessee did not vote for their senators today. So Desjarlais, he must be the House.
Republicans.
See, not everybody voted.
Republicans just ran one more seat in the Senate.
Hold on, let me look at Tennessee because.
So,
oh, there's four
Republicans. They called Maryland for. Okay, how many people live in the state of Maryland?
Oh, I don't know.
Because they called the vote over frickin' 5,000 votes. So they got 5,000 votes in and called it for the Democrats.
Oh, Tennessee's going to be completely red for the Senate. Scott Desjarlais, that's why. He's the incumbent in Tennessee. So, Harshbarger, Burchett, Fleischman, Desjarlais, and Ogle. They're just running Tennessee. So, the way they have this, I don't like the way they got all of this.
Abbott just took the lead over O'Rourke in Texas with 25% of the vote in. Yeah.
Holy shit, because he was getting spanked.
Yeah, 25% of the vote. Well, 24.7, but 25%. Abbott is running away right now. He's just like percent and going.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Oh,
I
overcame. He had a big gap to close.
Yeah.
Where is Beto
going to
give up? Huh?
I don't see Beto O'Rourke winning. Not legitimately.
Well, no, he was ahead by almost 10 points. But like we say, there's only 29% in. I'm trying to see. Vermont's going to stay Republican. Tennessee stayed Republican. South Carolina stayed. Ohio. New Hampshire.
How did
Florida
J.D. Vance
and Alabama, those all stayed Republican. The only loss that Republicans had for governor is Massachusetts.
It's kind of a freaky state. I mean, they're one of the first ones, you know, with the transgender shit and gay marriages and whatnot.
Well, so far, Republicans have 72 House seats and 36 Senate. So far.
What about
the
key states like California, New York, and here in Illinois? What are they predicting?
For what?
Are they going red, or how's the results in those states going?
Well, right,
all right,
now,
hold on.
Right now,
let me look at the Senate.
Right now in Illinois, it's only 7.4% of the vote, and in the Senate, Duckworth is in the lead over Salvi, who's a Republican. So the Democrat's in the lead. He's got 60% with 7% of the vote in compared to 37% of the Republicans. So at 7.4, there's still time. I don't know what the prediction is for them, though.
Right. Well, Illinois is always – it's been Democratic for as long as I can remember. My biggest thing is we need a mass red wave across the United States to win anything back.
Yeah.
Well, Detroit, they were saying a lot of people were going and being told they voted via the mail.
Woo-hoo. Matt Gaetz won re-election. Yep. Jim Jordan won.
I really want to see key states right now, like Arizona, New York, California, here in Illinois. They all need to turn red all the way across the board.
Nothing for Arizona has been turned in.
Yeah.
Nothing for Alaska. Enough in Arkansas, California.
Right now there's 26 Senate seats left in play, and as of the Fox News desk projections, Democrats will win 3, and Republicans are going to win 6. These are projected wins of the 26 seats, so there's 35 seats altogether. So right now the Republicans are forecasted to win at least 6, and the Democrats will win 3, and there's still 26 to go.
So
that's good.
Here's the thing. In the Senate, 29 GOP seats were not up for a re-election, and the Dems had 36 that were not up. So far, we've already gone from 29 to 36 for the Republicans.
And in the House, there's 384 seats left. Right now, they're projected the Democrats to get 19 and the Republicans to win 32 at the moment. So.
But see, here's the thing, though. The majority of the power is going to be with the governors.
Oh, so I'm looking at the wrong one. I'm not looking at the governor. Okay.
We need Pennsylvania. We need Doug Mastriani, not Shapiro.
He's not going to win. He's getting spanked.
I disagree. I don't understand how Doug Shapiro can win. He's a piece of shit. Because of him, murder and crime is up like you wouldn't believe.
That's the way it is here in Illinois, too.
Not to mention the fact that
I get it's too close. Only 9% in. Shapiro has 84% of the vote. Mastriano has 14. Now, here's the thing. How the hell did Mastriano go from getting all of it in the last election to 14% so far in this one?
Because they're cheating.
Rhode Island went blue for governor. Well, they stayed. They were. They've already called Rhode Island, but Rhode Island's governor was a Democrat anyway, so. 70% in Rhode Island for governor. South Carolina staying Republican. Tennessee, well, we already got all that. I'm just watching Texas. It's 48 to 50% between Abbott and O'Rourke. So... But I don't know if we don't get enough seats back, we're going to be hurting. You know,
we need to control
people. people just need to prepare. You know, all we could do is pray for the best outcome. But when this is all said and done, we just need to prepare. Because
prepare to be rounded up and put in camp.
Oh, hell no. I'll go out shooting. I ain't going to be putting no damn camp.
You really think that the Democrats are going to allow patriots and conservatives to stand around?
Well, that went quick. Derek Schmidt just went from most of the vote to Laura Kelly going to 60%. I don't know. So, man, I thought Kansans were smarter than that.
Oh, I just seen more Illinois. Where is it? Pritzker has got 61%, and Dick Bailey's only got 36%.
Well, he's got 36.8. And then Pritzker's got 60.8. So.
Man, I hope Pritzker does not get this.
I know.
Illinois.
DeWine
will be
won Ohio. They just called Ohio to. Hold on a second. Yeah, they just called Ohio
for
Republicans.
Good.
Well, I'm looking at Ohio between Vance and Ryan, and it's about a 9-point spread, but there's only 32% of the votes in.
Oh, for what? The House or the Senate?
For the Senate.
Oh, that's the Senate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only 21. I mean, it is early. That's the thing. It is early. You know?
Yeah, and there's this 7.5% in Pennsylvania reporting, and Fetterman's 77% of the vote at the moment. Oz is 99.
He was 91.
Yeah, see, Oz has 20% and Fetterman has 77, but it's
still, that means Oz is going up.
Yeah, he's going up. Yeah, so that's good. South Carolina.
Well, Herschel Walker's making a slow comeback.
Well, that's
he's at 47% now. Yeah, he's at 47%, and Warren is at 51. He's making a slow comeback.
Yeah,
very
see,
slow, but
you're not going to know anything for days.
In some
I know
places.
They got to make sure they can make sure they cheat.
There used to be a time when we would know by midnight for the majority of states. And by next morning for a few others, mostly because of the daylight savings shit.
Right here where I'm looking shows that Republicans have gained 4 seats in the House. It shows
have
Democrats
have
lost
on.
1 seat.
Okay, hold on. We're at 76. Oh, yeah. Flip 4.
Yeah, so far House election results are 40 Republicans and 21 Democrats. So see what happens.
Yeah. Here's what's going to happen. They've already said they're going to stop all oil drilling. That's the next thing they're doing.
They're going to shut the coal mines down, too.
Oh, that's the next thing. He's stopping all coal production and all drilling. They're trying to kill America, and if we don't win enough seats, like we said, we're going to have to fight to take this country back.
We need Mastriani here in PA. We need a governor here in Pennsylvania. We need a governor here in Pennsylvania with the balls like DeSantis to tell Biden to go fuck himself, because the state's rights supersede. Mastriani needs to dig oil. Fuck Biden.
I know. You know, it's so funny how a lot of my patients, how they get into politics, and it's so funny to hear the family get all riled up, and who you can talk to. It's really funny.
They have no idea. They don't know what the anything about the Constitution or what America is.
Oh, I know.
The young people. You know? I was talking to kid, and I was telling him, you know, why I wanted Mastriani to win. He's like, well, you can't do that. And I'm like, bullshit. This is the Constitution. It's called the United States.
Herschel Walker's got another 0.5%. He's getting up there.
Good.
He's at 48.
Good.
Well, you know, he was a comeback player in football, right? So.
Yeah, he was awesome. I loved Herschel. That was back when I liked football.
Let's see. Yeah, Kansas is keeping our Republican senator.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we have to, because freaking, oh, that's wrong state. Never mind, my bad. New Hampshire might say Democratic Senator Hassan. When there's no asterisk, I don't know. Like North Carolina, are they both? Whoever's running, is that up for grabs completely on both sides?
When there's what?
Okay, you know when there's the incumbent, they have a little check mark by their name, that's the incumbent, right?
Right.
When there's no check mark for North Carolina, for T-Bud or Beasley, it doesn't say if that seat was just up for grabs, like whoever was the incumbent was not running.
Well, you know, when they do redistricting sometimes and that gerrymandering, maybe that could be a new district.
Oh,
if it's in
okay.
Could that be it?
That's a possibility. Let me see if there's a – yeah, there's a couple of seats like that.
Yeah, North Carolina's like that. It looks like – well, Rubio was the incumbent on. North Carolina doesn't show the incumbent. But,
yeah,
you know,
that's
maybe
what I'm saying.
The incumbent, but the incumbent might be retiring.
Oh,
you know, he might not be running.
Fetterman and Oz, neither one have been elected. There's no asterisk. So that's a seat that's up for grabs.
So whoever has a seat at the moment is retiring or, you know, is not running again.
So we might be losing – well, we're going to be losing Pennsylvania for Senate.
No.
Because Fetterman's kicking Oz's ass. I'm sorry. That's just.
You're right. He may, but if we can get. I'm more concerned about Mastriani than I am in Fetterman.
But Vance and Ryan in Ohio, that's still really too close. That's a new seat. North Carolina is a new seat. Missouri, that's a new seat. And that's going Democrat. Unfortunately. I think that's it for all the new seats. Yeah. Let's take a look at governors and see, because all the stuff keeps coming in. Let's see. Ooh, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. They're both brand new. She's winning so far in Arkansas.
12% of the votes in. That's too close. Oh, Kemp took over in Georgia. 53%. He jumped way ahead of Stacey Abrams. And she'll probably cry. She will cry again. If he beats her, she'll cry again that,
right,
you know,
black
election fraud.
Because black men didn't vote for her. Didn't you? I watched the podcast. I watched certain podcasts. And I watched this guy, the black conservative perspective or whatever. He's a black guy. He talked about it, and he's like, you know, they insult black men, and then they wonder why they don't vote for them. You know, I mean, they call white suburban women cockroaches, and they call black men stupid, and
we don't die.
By white,
hey, listen. Hey, we went from deplorables to MAGA extremists to roaches. We don't die. We multiply.
Right?
Roaches will outlive the nuclear holocaust, and damn it,
yep,
we're going to outlive them. Can you believe that crap, calling white Republicans roaches?
Oh, she said it was a joke. She was repeating somebody else's joke. I'm like, bullshit. I'm not saying somebody didn't say it as a joke at some point, but that bitch did not mean it as a joke.
Yeah. Okay, so it looks like LePage in Maine is Republican, and he or she, I don't know, it only has their last name and initial. It's going to be taking Republican governor in Maine. And I think that's been – it's been a while since we've had a Republican, right, in Maine? It looks like we might take Maryland because that seat's up for governor. And the Republican looks like D. Cox looks like they're going to win. And sorry, Michigan, your state sucks, but looks like you're stuck with Whitmer. Possibly. Did you guys disappear?
I'm here.
No, I'm still here.
I'm just trying to look up.
I'm here, well, and there's still
nothing. Here in Illinois, right?
Huh?
I think the polls are closed here in Illinois.
Yeah, Bailey has 38% now. 9% of the votes in. So that's not a lot. So
Illinois
Bailey's coming up slowly. Bailey's coming up slowly. Don't panic
and
yet.
And if we don't get rid of this governor now, we are screwed.
Abbott's taking a little bit of a bigger lead. He's got almost 50. He's got like a little over 52%.
You don't see anything on Wisconsin yet?
Nothing has come in Wisconsin. For governor.
Huh, that's weird.
Are you talking about for governor?
For anything.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me see if the for the House.
From what
We got 82 House seats. Republicans have 82 House seats now.
In Wisconsin?
No, period.
Oh.
I was going to
say.
For the House. Let's
so
see. Oh, the polls close at 9 o'clock.
Have the majority right now.
Yeah, we have 82 seats in the House right now. And the Senate is now 37 each. We must have gained another seat. Because it was just 36. Who did we get? Oh, Bozeman. They gave Bozeman Arkansas. He remains senator in Arkansas.
Okay, so the House needs 218 seats for control, and right now Republicans have 45 and Democrats have 24. So to control the House, you need 208. For the House, you need 218 seats, and the Republicans have 45 and Democrats have 24. So you need, in order to control the House, you need 218 seats. So right now Republicans are in the lead.
Yeah, we gained four.
New York Senate, looks like they declared Democrat Charles Schumer the winner, but there's no votes counted.
Of course they can't give him
a check. They're not declaring him. They're just projecting him, forecasting him to win. They think the Republicans are going to win
Republican
South Dakota.
Senator.
Yeah, because those polls aren't even closed yet.
Hold on. We got we're now at 38 Democrats and 39 Republican seats for the Senate.
So, some polls just closed. It might have been Texas or it might be Mountain
Time. Whole shit ton. Texas just closed. A shit ton just closed. Indiana. Okay, here's what we have so far. Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, the two Oklahoma seats, South Carolina, South Dakota, all went Republican. So Vermont, New York. New York has zero votes in. They've already given it to Chucky. Okay.
Walker's winning right now.
What state?
49.1 to 40.
Georgia.
Awesome.
Yeah, Georgia. Yep. He came. Oh, he's come back, kid.
Keep praying.
Oh, okay. Ooh, he went up. He went up 1.5 points.
Singing.
Dear Lord, let Herschel Walker win. Okay.
He's gonna tackle the Biden policies, I guess, huh?
What?
Illinois is being won by King in the House. I mean, the Senate. And Young is in Indiana. Yeah. Green, no, Democrats are winning. So, yeah, Kansas governor. It looks like Kelly's going to win the Kansas governor. They're only
That's
at 14%,
wrong.
Though. Yeah.
That's wrong.
They're only at 14%. Yeah, 14%. But that's
No. What they're saying for the Senate, they're saying the Republicans have 36 seats and the Democrats have 38. That's a lie. It's 38 and 39.
Oh, that must have changed then. Let me see.
No, I mean, I'm sitting there looking at it, but Hearn got Oklahoma. Oh, okay, that's the Oklahoma seat. Okay. Of course, you know they got to give Chucky his seat because they can't. God forbid Chucky loses his seat. But here's the thing. You notice how as soon as the election, the polls closed, in the presidential election, it went to Biden no matter what, no matter how many ballots. Because they said it's never been Republican, so why let it go? And that's what they do. But everybody knows that ballots they disappeared, all of this fraud. They all know it. And people talk shit, but, you know, thank God I can't see. My glasses.
Warnock pulled back ahead of Walker.
Huh?
Warnock has pulled back ahead of Walker.
Well, like I said, we'll see. Yeah, it's gonna do that.
Herschel Walker's ahead. Herschel Walker's ahead 49.3 to 48.9.
Okay, they're showing it.
Let me refresh it. Hold on.
Has won the race in Arkansas.
Do what?
Who?
Huckabee Sanders, the former press secretary, has won Arkansas.
Yeah.
That's a big win.
No, Oklahoma's not.
Say what?
For what, governor?
Yeah.
Hold on.
She beat out the Democrat Jones.
Hold on a second. I gotta. Okay, so let me see, who were we looking at? What other race? Whitmer's taking a bigger lead.
Yeah, I know.
Bailey's at 39.5. It's a slow, slow race. So it's really slow. He's coming up like a 0.2 point at a time. Brian Kemp still winning Georgia. Holy crap! Colorado is about to get a Republican governor. 83% of the vote. And Polis got 12. Holy crap! Colorado's going to be Republican probably for the first time ever. I need to clean my glasses. My glasses are like smudgy. I hate wearing glasses. I wish I could wear contacts again. DeSantis is giving his victory speech. You know what's going to happen? Everyone's going to move to Texas and then Florida because they're not putting up with anybody's shit. You know that?
I'm not going to Florida. Too many fucking bugs. I don't want to go to Florida. Too many goddamn bugs in the humidity.
No, I don't care.
And it's a mud.
Abbott's got 51. Abbott's got 51%. Hold on. Hold on. Where'd he go? I don't know why the governor. Okay. Why does that say? Oh, that's lieutenant governor. Good God. I'm like, wait a minute. Where did Abbott go? Yeah, he's got almost. He still has 52%. Greg Abbott does. Nome in South Dakota. Is that how you say her name? K-O-E-M.
Yeah.
She's winning South Dakota. She's whooping ass. Mastriano is up to 25%. Nothing for Oregon yet. Oklahoma's headed towards Republican to keep the seat. New York, well, Hochul is beating
Zeldin. No way is she fucking winning.
Yep, she got 75%. That state sucks anyway, so who cares?
That's because of the damn bomb state. What do you mean, who cares?
New York sucks. It's a shithole. It's just like California. I'll never go to New York.
It didn't used to be.
No, no.
You want a beer?
No,
I'm sorry. New York used to be awesome.
Nebraska might go Democrat because it's a new governor seat up for grabs. Whitmer has 56% of Michigan. Cox has got a bigger lead in Maryland.
I can't believe that she killed all those people.
No,
Maine's
going back towards Democrat.
I'll call right back in to get the information. I got stuff to do here at work, so I'll call back in a little bit.
All right. Thank you.
Maine might go back Democrat. It's going, it's too close. Not even a percent between the two. Iowa looks like it's going to stay Republican. And, yeah. Connecticut's going to stay communist. Wow. Colorado was going Republican, and now all of a sudden it just shifted 30 points to Democrat, to the governor.
Well, look at Walker. Look at Walker. He's at, I don't know if it's projected
House or
what, or
Senate?
But he's like up at 60% now, Walker.
Is he a House or Senate?
It's for government. I don't know.
Hold on a second.
Herschel is Senate.
We now have, we're up to 40 seats for Republicans for the Senate and 91 for the House.
Hold on. Herschel Walker is the Senate.
He's a Senate, yeah.
Herschel Walker is at 47. So let me see if they updated it.
Oh, he's dropped down on my in here with 55% of the vote in.
Yeah.
But I guess the one channel I'm looking at is projecting him to win. I don't know why.
Yeah. Illinois looks like it's keeping their, you know, their Democrat senator. But it's still too early. I mean, it's only 14%.
Chicago used to be a beautiful place.
Used to be.
Yep. Not anymore, man. You won't ever catch me going there.
Philadelphia.
I've lived in both.
Maryland. Maryland is pushing towards Republican to take a new seat for the Senate. Chaffee. I guess how you pronounce her name. I don't know.
Okay, so she declared Abbott the winner.
Do what?
It seems that they declared Abbott the winner in Texas.
Oh.
Hold on. You got to love Ron DeSantis. He's a hoot, I'm telling you.
Is he giving a speech?
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's a hoot. He said, Florida's where the woke go to die.
Oh, yeah.
Abbott's got almost 52 and a half. Well, shit, he just dropped. He went from 52 and a half to 51 and a half, but...
Yeah, they haven't declared him yet. He's still 38% of the vote is in yet.
Well,
42% in.
I'm on Truth Social, and they're saying that they're pretty sure Abbott won. Unfortunately, everybody seems to think that the Illinois Democratic governor is going to win.
Mastriano just picked up almost 4%.
All right,
so
Ross,
it's not over.
No, it's not. Deep breath.
Yeah, the West Coast haven't closed voting yet, so we're still looking at those states. They have to close the polls, I guess, before they start reporting.
Yeah.
They might be picking up Nebraska. That would be nice.
For governor, for Democrat. But it's still too early. Whitmer's down a little bit, but not much.
That is shit.
Huh?
The show ain't over till the fat lady sings.
I don't know. Pritzker's starting to lose. I mean, he's got double or she or whatever. down to 61%. So
keep writing.
Huh?
I'm just going to keep writing.
La, 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 la. Okay. So, yeah, it's got us at... We need 10 more Senate seats to take... Well, actually, we need 11 to take control of the Senate. In the House, we have 94. So... We might get it. I don't know.
Look, I don't care
if
we have a tsunami or just a fucking wave. As long as we get control of the House and Senate.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I just hope we don't go to bed tonight thinking that we won and wake up in the morning thinking that we lost, like 2020.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
Well, we got in, let's see, Arizona. We've got the two, House 8 and 9, the two incumbent Republicans won. They don't have the 1, 2, 3, Four of the seats are Democrat, and 1, 2 more are Republican, and then there's one that's up for grabs. But nothing is in Arizona yet. So...
All right, guys. Well, look, I'm going to get off. I got things to do, but God bless, and hope for red tomorrow.
Yeah. Do what?
I say it's always nice to hear from him.
Yeah.
I'll catch up with you guys next week, and maybe we can talk about medical or something.
Yeah. Oh, no. I just thought we should do this tonight because it is a big deal.
No, it's a great idea.
We'll pick up something for next week's medical show. If anybody has any ideas, let me know.
How to kill a liberal? No, kidding. I don't mean that. I just hope for the best for the country. I don't care what color they wear.
True.
Yeah,
all right. Well, God bless you guys. Have a good night. Happy Veterans Day this upcoming Friday if I don't talk to you before then.
Oh, yeah. Happy Veterans Day, everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Happy Veterans Day, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Whitmer is losing her seat. She's losing Michigan. She's down to 53% now. She went from 61 to 53. So, so far so good. It's not, you know. But well, we got 100 seats in the house. 102. Yeah, we're up to 102 seats in the house. So, do what? Yeah, there's still too much for Herschel Walker. He's at almost 47%.
Yeah, he just needs to, I mean, in order for, he just needs, like, I think to lose by, like, 1% or something and have a runoff.
They may have to. If it's less than 5%,
right.
They
that's
have to.
That's all we have to hope for.
Yeah. But I don't see how they're saying this for the Senate. Because we have 40 seats now, and they have 36 on. I don't see how they have 36. And we got 40. It doesn't make any sense.
Where are they saying we have 36 at?
On Newsmax. But we've got 40.
Yeah, I was looking at Associated Press, and it says we have 40.
Yeah, and I'm watching, God, of all stations, NBC. But it's on the Internet. It's not, I don't watch NBC.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it says we got 40 seats.
Herschel Walker's making a move on Warnock. He's at 47.3% now. Warnock's down to 50.9%.
Oh, hold on. Let me update mine, cause. Oh, okay. This has him at 51%, but yeah. And see, this is so close that they'll have to do a runoff or a recount if it's less than 5%.
Right.
Yeah.
But some of these seats, I cannot believe people are so stupid that they're going to just continue to vote Democrat. I just can't believe how stupid people are.
Yeah, and I can't believe people are dumb enough to vote Democrat when they see what the Democrats are doing to this country.
You know what it is? I think they're so afraid the Republicans taking over because they hate Trump. So they will do everything in their power because of what they said can happen.
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck Schumer has 75% of New York. They got 10% in. Oh, my nose is.
The fuck should I know?
New Hampshire, for the Senate, it's probably going to go ahead and go back to the Democrats. So. They're talking about why they kept the booths, the polling booths open until 10.
Where?
Huh?
Because they kept, if you mean in Pennsylvania, it's because they ran out of fucking paper.
In Arizona, they said it supposedly the machines broke, and that's why they kept the polling open an extra 3 hours so people could vote.
The machines did break. What do you mean supposedly? 20% of them were down.
I don't buy it. Because Arizona is such a swing state now that they'll come up with anything. I'm not saying they didn't break. That's not what I'm saying. I call bullshit. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Think they're lying to in order to collect the votes to bring them to a central place so that they can adjudicate them. Yeah. Some of these things are smeared. Yeah.
Yep. Now it's got Warnick. He's down to 50%, well, 50.9. Herschel Walker's at 47.3.
They just updated again. Herschel Walker's 47.4, and Warnock's down to 50.8.
Okay. Cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're in a different.
Yeah,
hold on.
On the Associated
Press. Let me see.
Press.
Oh, you're on a.
But yes,
well, now we have.
The Associated Press already called the race in Illinois a long time ago.
We're up to 109 seats in the House. And it's 39-40 in the Senate.
House.
Derek Schmidt just.
Democrats have lost 3 seats in the House.
Huh?
Says the Democrats have lost 3 seats in the House. You know, earlier it was saying that the Republicans gained 4 seats. Now it's saying that they gained 2 seats. Trying to figure out how that works.
Oh, no. It's happening at the time. We've gained 5. We've flipped 5 seats. We're up to 109 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We flipped
so
5.
I'd say we're definitely going to take over the House anyway. What do you think?
Oh, I think we are. And I hope that so far, let's see, for the Senate, so my nose. Oh, my God, I hate allergies. So for the Senate, Alaska hasn't, they haven't even done anything yet. So it's Arizona. Well, we need to keep Murkowski. Crapo in Idaho. We got to keep Crapo.
Yeah.
We got to keep Grassley, but Grassley is losing. Iowa.
But J.D. Vance Grassley's is pulling the head of Ryan.
Huh?
J.D. Vance has pulled ahead of Tim Ryan in Ohio.
Thank God.
Did he? Oh, cool. That's an open seat. And North Carolina's an open seat.
Grassley's winning Ohio now, 51.1% for Grassley, 48.9% for Frank.
What? Wait a minute. Grassley was just losing Iowa.
He's ahead now. Yeah, I noticed earlier he was losing.
Oh, no. In Iowa. see Grassley has got 40%, and Franken has 59%.
Grassley will win. His people love them.
What the hell?
Associated Press says 51% for Grassley now, 49% for Franken.
Yeah,
what?
Grassley's going to win. He should win.
Wait a minute.
We need him to win.
Hold on.
Yeah, according to Associated Press.
It still has him. Oh, I don't doubt it. Oh, and we have 112 seats in the House now. Okay. Now I'm looking at, we got one. What do you have for Herschel Walker? I got 47.9 and 50.2 for Warnock.
I got 50.2 for Warnock, 48% for Herschel Walker.
Okay. Let's see. This still has, that's so weird, Grassley at 40%. That is so weird. I have refreshed this 100 times. Oh, Maryland, they called for the incumbent, C. Van Hollen. Missouri is up for grabs. E. Schmidt has got 51% of the vote. So that's another one we could pick up. Hold on a second. There's quite a few Senate seats that's up for grabs.
Yeah.
There's – I lost count.
They're running close right there.
Huh?
I said they are running pretty close race in Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri's, we got one. North Carolina, that's two that we can gain. So far, they're ahead. Ohio, Vance, and Ryan, that's three.
I think we're going to get Louisiana. More than likely. I think so. John Kennedy's 67.6% right now. And Luke Mixon is only 14.2%. Gary Chambers, 11.6%.
Well, losing Wisconsin to Barnes. He's ahead 52%. But, again, it's only ahead, only got 10% in. So there's three seats that we're going to gain, but we're probably going to lose two. So we ain't gaining shit.
I mean, which state is that?
Hold on. Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
I mean, it's too close. It's 52 to 47. So it really is too close. No, what happened to my freaking... Okay, let's go back to Governor. Come on. All right, Governor. So we got Alabama, Arkansas. So they gave Colorado to Polis. POS. Kemp is pulling. He's has a bigger gap. He's ahead 53%. Bailey's at the 39.7. Huh?
Franken's pulled back ahead of Grassley. Franken's
Bailey's
six,
up.
50.
Bailey's almost 6. At 40%.
Do I?
For Illinois, they gained two governors. Democrats gained two governors: Maryland and Massachusetts. The incumbents. Oh no, those were up for grabs.
Brian Kemp won. I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Whitmer's down to 53%. We're going to gain Minnesota. It's going Republican.
Cool.
Nebraska, it's still too close. It's only 10%. And Democrat, C. Blood, whoever Blood is, they're barely ahead, but it's, you know. New Mexico is going to stay, most likely stay Democrat. Cultural is going to win for New York, most likely. We're going to most likely keep Oklahoma. Mastriano's up to 30, almost 37. We're going to keep South Dakota, most likely Texas. Wisconsin's too close. I know it says, I know it's 55 to 43 or almost 44. Only 13% of the votes in for Wisconsin. So it's still too close. So
gotta love Marjorie Taylor Greene. She says,
uh-huh.
We're watching MTG. We're watching races all across the country.
No, she's not.
Here's something I fully expect. We're going to fire Nancy Pelosi. What do you mean? Marjorie Taylor Greene won her race in Georgia.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, is he within a point? I need to find another page because he's what? Oh, he's only 15,000 votes down. Let me see if I can find another. Oh, that's true.
You should try the War Room or True Social.
Hold on. I'm not looking at, not ABC, I really hate, that's Politico. CNN can kiss my ass. Let's look at Fox News. I know they're so, oh, we have 128 seats according to Newsmax. The hell? I love how they get most of their, oh, this is governor. Oh, no, this is by the... I hate how Fox News does theirs because it doesn't break it down by the race. Okay. They're saying, wow, they're saying that we're going to end up with 59 seats in the Senate.
Yes. Somebody was saying that. The low number was, I think, 53 or 54. But they were somebody else was saying they think we were going to win it. That's why they were saying a red tsunami.
Yeah, this is... 538, it's just whatever. I was some news station. They're saying we're going to end up with 59 seats
if
in the
we
Senate.
Win them all, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, Maricopa denied the Republicans' request to keep the that sucks.
Do what?
The Maricopa County wanted to keep the polling places open an extra 2 hours to give people more time. you know,
they are.
It didn't work. No.
They did.
Because I'm reading it says
yeah,
no.
The woman who's the head of the election committee, she just said they're keeping the polls open until 10 o'clock. They're saying we're supposed to get 84 of the seats, and we're going to end up with a majority in the House. And I can't really understand their governor. Oh.
Are we going to have
up.
A majority in the Senate, too, if we do? Or?
Yeah.
Awesome.
There, people are predicting that we're going to end up with 59 seats in the Senate. I don't know. We'll see.
We need it.
We got 124 seats. We got 124 seats in the House right now.
As long as they stop giving Ukraine money.
Yeah, I know. So Georgia, Herschel, there's 1%. 1% between the two.
Which one is
it? Right now, he's only ahead by 40,000 votes. Warnock. Only 40,000 votes ahead of Herschel Walker. And Atlanta's already voted. All of their ballots are in. Can you believe this crap here? Look at this. If you look at the state of Georgia, it's all red except Atlanta, Augusta, and a couple other small little places. Calhoun and all of that, that's what's disgusting. They don't care about the small city, and that's the problem. Stacey Abrams got beat again.
Yes.
He's ahead over 100,000. They gave it to Kemp.
Yep, I told them.
And he's ahead over 100,000 votes. And that bitch is going to cry tomorrow. Racism.
Yep.
She'll cry because she's a black woman and she lost. No, you suck. You're a racist bitch and you suck. Yeah.
Yeah. According to Associated Press, Republicans have won 82 seats. Democrats 47 as of right now in the House.
For what? The House? Oh,
yeah.
We have. Okay, so I guess what they're doing is different. We have now 125. Whatever the difference is, that's what we've picked up.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, that's how they're doing it. We flipped 6 seats.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've already flipped 6 seats in the House. Herschel Walker's for the Senate. Now we got another one. 126.
Awesome.
Hey, I will count every single seat. So for governors, we got Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, New Hampshire, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Vermont. Those have already been called.
Okay, Herschel Walker's pulled back in the lead, 49.2%.
Did he?
49%, yeah. According to the Associated Press, he did.
So it looks like we're going to keep Wyoming. We're going to keep Texas. We're going to keep South Dakota.
Hey, Missouri's turning red again.
For what?
Senate.
All right, hold on. Let me go back to Senate.
Eric Schmidt is at 49.7%, and Trudy, whatever her name is at 48.3%.
For who? Misery? Oh,
yeah,
damn, Missouri. Schmidt took over. Almost 57%. Oh, he's over 57 now. That's a pickup right there. That seat's up for grabs. That's one of the seats up for grabs. Oh, and Franken is just, oh, never mind. What is Franken? They still have this one as Franken at 59%. So what do you have? Huh? For Iowa.
Yeah, we've got 58.7% for Franken and Chuck Grassley at 41.3%.
Okay, so it did go back. Okay.
Yeah.
Herschel Walker's barely behind unless it's back to whatever.
Yeah, I'm seeing Herschel Walker at 49.5% and Warnock at 48.6%.
Yeah, see, so this is off. Newsmax has Herschel Walker at 47 and Warnock at 51, and
see, it was that early, so they're a little behind, sounds like.
Yeah. Oh, we have 130 seats now in the House.
Awesome.
It's still having Herschel Walker.
Yeah, it's got Herschel Walker played with 64% recording.
John Kennedy is the shit. The man better live forever. You know, honestly, I really think people vote for him because he's such a smart ass. And he tells it like it is. I think that's the only reason why people vote for him. But he's the shit. I gotta see. So who were you looking at? Let me see if I can get a difference. Cause I don't like how, okay. This is just, I don't want just the Senate. I want all of it.
Says, Associated Press called the race in South Dakota for John Thune, Republican. He was at 68.7%, and a Democrat was at 27.4%.
Okay.
How do they call it
even
half the votes in?
Because they can call it because they know how a majority of each district votes. So just based on previous elections. But here's the thing. It could still change. Even though they call it, and then all of a sudden you get all these massive votes come in, and you're like, oh, shit, we can't give it to them.
Exactly. I just like with Illinois, they called Pritzker. They had less than 10% of the votes in.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. NPR is pretty good about not being, they don't have the results. They just have articles. I don't like that. I don't want articles. Okay, let's see what USA Today has. Well, I don't like that one either.
Right,
I can't believe people are...
Right now, Herschel Walker is 1% ahead of Warnock.
Is he?
Yeah.
Can anybody look up Illinois, what it's doing?
Yeah. For what? Anything?
For governor.
Oh, for governor?
For governor and Senate and House.
Okay.
Well, governor,
let's see.
58.2% and Bailey, 39.1%.
That I can't believe. What's the percentage on votes so far counted?
30%.
I got
45%. Is in. And then for Senate, as soon as it comes up.
Let me know, Republican or Democrat, and who it is.
Well, it looks like Duckworth is going to win. He's a Democrat. He's got 60%, and Salvey has 39, a little over 38%.
I can't believe people are that fucking stupid to vote for these motherfuckers. They must like high raising taxes and inflation, gas prices, and when crime starts fucking January 1st, I hope they come to all your fucking houses first.
But
because I'll be shooting the motherfuckers.
We have 133 seats in the House.
Okay.
We have gained. We flipped 6. So. And the Democrats flipped 1. So 1 Republican lost and then 6 Democrats lost. So, and right now, well, they just lost another one. But Senate is tied right now 40-40. They're predicting that Republicans get 59 seats in the Senate.
Well, that's
so
that'll help us out quite a bit against all these fucking...
If we take both... But what do they have? Herschel Walker. Mine's a little off for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
39-40 for the Senate. Herschel Walker is still 49.6%. Warnock is down to 48.5%. Libertarian.
See, and this is
a
little behind.
Huh?
This site is behind. So.
Yeah. And, but it's showing 39 seats for the Democrats and for Republicans.
Oh, they actually gave one more to the Democrats. It's actually tied right now.
Okay, who gave it to them? Because it ain't showing it on
So, never mind. See, and this right here, this site, Politico, has it. Oh, my God, my computer just went stupid. Okay.
Oh, well, I explained the Politico.
Politico says it's 42-40 for the Senate, and that's not possible. So I don't know. Now, see those? I'm not even gonna look at that site because.
Yeah, Associated Press is still showing 40-39.
Yeah. Oh, we got 5 minutes left, Bobby.
For the House, it's showing 82-47.
Yeah, some of these, I don't know how they get their results, but they
it's like Ohio went red for their governor. And Iowa went red for their governor.
Yeah, we gained quite a few governor seats.
Yeah. Looks like we're going to have a lot more in the House. There's a bunch of them in the House.
Yeah.
This vote going red. The majority of Illinois is going red. The House.
Huh?
I said the majority of Illinois is going red for the House. So you would think they'd be going red for the governor, too.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you click on the state, shows the majority of the state counties is going red. Or red blazing, so.
Yeah, hopefully the rest come out and, you know, we take the House back.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We got 41 in the Senate. They just gave us another one. Let me see who we got. But we're up to 137 in the House. But the Senate, who'd they call? We got Alabama, Arkansas, Florida. Oh, they gave Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana. That's what it was. John Kennedy got Louisiana. North Dakota, both Oklahoma. South Carolina, South Dakota. So we have 41 in the Senate right now. So, but hopefully everybody was smart and they voted Republican and we could take our country back.
Amen to that.
So,
yeah.
Because. And Brian Kemp is pulling, he's up almost 9% over Stacey Abrams. And do you have Pritzker ahead at 57%?
Yeah. Herschel Walker's 40.5%, Warnock 48.6%.
All right, we got 90 seconds left.
Okay.
So thank you for a good show. God bless America. God bless our children. First responders or veterans or military, God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.